objective, the objective of this study was to explore and describe the lived experiences of married female principals of girls' upper secondary schools in their professional relationships with teachers. Methods and materials. This qualitative study employed a descriptive phenomenological design to capture the essence of participants' lived experiences. The research population consisted of married female principals working in public girls' upper secondary schools across the 5 educational districts of Tabriz. Participants were selected through purposive and theoretical sampling based on defined criteria, including a minimum of 5 years of managerial experience, at least a master's degree, and having at least one child. Data were collected through semi-structured, in-depth interviews conducted until theoretical saturation was achieved with 12 participants. Interviews were audio recorded, transcribed verbatim, and analyzed using Colaisy's 7-step phenomenological method. Credibility and trustworthiness were ensured through prolonged engagement, member checking, careful transcription review, and consistency in coding and theme development. Findings, data analysis, led to the extraction of 3 main categories reflecting the principal's lived experiences: low job motivation among teachers, the necessity of effective communication and mutual understanding, and teachers' personal problems affecting professional functioning. These categories encompassed experiences related to reduced responsibility, task avoidance, limited participation in school administration, resistance to professional updating, unprofessional behaviors, and the impact of family and health-related issues such as childbirth and frequent absences. Conclusion. The findings indicate that the leadership experiences of female school principals are deeply relational and shaped by ongoing efforts to balance empathy, accountability, and organizational effectiveness. Understanding these lived experiences can inform more context-sensitive leadership development and support strategies in secondary education.